that was Roger Kunkel from his album Guitar Solo. All instrumentals on the whole album, and I believe that was released before COVID, 2019 maybe, I'm not sure. Beautiful work, beautiful work. He's a local guy with a lot of talent oozing out of his fingertips, with the help of his ears, I guess. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. And usually I interview guests, and today I hope to interview a guest, but that person hasn't showed up yet. And sometimes they're late because you never know with traffic. And I'll tell you right now, in Davis, it's the beginning of picnic day. And that means there's, 60 or 100,000 extra people pouring into town for Friday night, all day Saturday and Sunday. All sorts of things going on at UC Davis. But if you're going to cross town, hang on to your hats, because driving isn't going to do it. You're going to have to use your bike, your bus, or your feet. Hey, we listened to the first song, Roger Kunkel doing Blood Moon. Let's go to Old Man Long Beans. You'll hear a little bit different version of his guitar work. Here we go. Alrighty, that was Roger doing Old Man Long Beans. And guess what? Roger made it through the traffic, through the picnic day traffic.
I'm here.
You're here?
Yeah.
Welcome.
I had to park like 4 blocks away, too.
Really?
I couldn't find anything on right outside.
Oh, out back?
Oh, you got back? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I never know if that's cool.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. Okay, Roger's with us. We're going to talk about his brand new album coming out, or is out.
Well, it is in the process of coming out.
Okay, and it comes. So here comes the Space Cow. That's the band.
That's the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a jazz sort of style, in that it's a collaboration between four musicians. So it's really just the names of the musicians.
Okay, so the band doesn't have a name.
No.
Okay, but let me just introduce the musicians. First of all, it's Roger Kunkel. Then we have Stowe Odom. Now, that's
pronounces it Stu.
Stu Odom, okay. Yeah. He's bass and vocal.
Right. Now, Stu Odom was the last bass player in my old band, Thin White Rope.
Okay.
We've remained friendly, but most of the time since then he's been living in San Francisco and had several bands going there, and I'd occasionally play with him. But then he moved home to his hometown, which is New Orleans.
Oh.
And he is a full-time, musician in New Orleans has been for some years now.
Okay. And then we have another local guy, Bart Vanderzee. And do you think Bart's listening today?
I don't know.
Does he know you're on?
He might, only because I posted it on
Facebook. Okay. So, Bart, hoe gaat het ermee? Ik wil een klein beetje Hollands met je spreken. Maar... En je moet dus komen op de radio hier. So that's a little Dutch because we share that background.
Yeah, and you can pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah, Bart Vanderzee. Yeah.
Yeah.
and then, oh my goodness, a local guy, but nationally, maybe internationally known.
Mm, yeah.
Right?
He's kind of a big wig.
Yes, he is. A big wig with lots of hair, too.
Yeah.
Max Hart, and he does the Hammond organ and pedal steel guitar. He played in a Super Bowl, I think, once at halftime show.
Yeah, well, he was the keyboard player for Katy Perry for a number of years. And
wow.
So when she did the Super Bowl, he was
on
that gig. And I saw him on Saturday Night Live, too, but... He was in costume. All the entire band were in animal furry costumes. So.
Oh, furries. Furries.
I shouldn't have used that word. Maybe.
Yeah, furries. Yeah. I was stayed in a hotel once where there's a furry convention going on. My goodness.
Wow.
But anyways, we're going to play a song from what do you want me to do? Call the names out as your band, Roger, Stu, Max, and Bart?
Well, or just say it's from the Space Cow.
It's from the Space Cow.
The artwork, by the way, is from my son Joe.
Ooh.
Who likes to draw.
Okay, and it's very the album. I just took the vinyl out. I haven't seen it yet. So there's a side A. I see that. A side B. And we're going to have to figure out what song you want us to play. I'd like to open up with one.
This side A,
okay.
Either the first or the second track,
okay.
Maybe both, I don't know.
Well, now.
Real old school.
Real old school stuff going on. Okay. Do you want to just introduce yourself and say a little bit about your background and what you've done while I fiddle with
the
technical stuff?
With the technical stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm Roger Kunkel. I'm a guitar player primarily. I used to play in a band in Davis called Thin White Rope with Guy Kaiser and several different drummers and bass players. But we... met in the very early 80s and had that band going for 10 years. We made 5 albums and toured a lot. But that was all ended in about 92.
Yeah.
So I've been doing various projects since then, living in Davis mostly.
Right. Okay. And we're ready to go with the song, but before I play that, I played Blood Moon as a start-in, right?
Uh-huh.
That song reminded me so much of the guitar work in the song from Fairport Convention, Fotheringay. Do you know them?
Not thoroughly, but some, yes. Richard Thompson, right?
Sandy Denny.
And Sandy Denny,
Anyways, let's start here. So tell me a little bit about Space Cow, the first song we're going to play, and it was written by you.
Yeah, the record's really a collaboration between me and Stu Odom, because we've gotten together in the past even done a small tour. I went to New Orleans and played with him a around Louisiana a bit a couple years ago,
right?
Just as a duo. And so we decided we should make a recording, so in a record. And so it's really an equal as far as contributing tunes to the record. My tracks are mostly instrumental because that's what I focus on.
Right.
Stu sings and mostly original songs, but lots of great covers too.
Right.
And then I was super lucky and excited that Max and Bart were interested in the project, and we recorded it in Bart's garage, which he has a nice setup there.
A very nice setup.
Yeah, and we only had a weekend. Stu flew out, and we just did two full days of playing in Bart's garage. Max brings his full Hammond B3 setup with the
Leslie
speaker.
I've seen him pushing that
thing
through downtown Davis.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
All righty, let's take a listen. That has a nice little funk going to it. Congratulations. Sounds good. Who put the bass on that? Was that Stu
that's
again?
Stu. Yeah, he plays stand-up bass almost exclusively, I think. And what's extra impressive is he actually performs solo on stand-up bass and vocal.
Wow.
Doing his own tunes and lots of cool tunes.
Yeah.
So it's... those things are hard to travel with, but he was able to rent from in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
For this session.
Nice.
And, yeah, really happy with how it all came out.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Well, we have a big fan listening of yours that was so excited to hear that, and that's Diane Crumley.
Oh.
So I know she's listening. I just want to wish her all the best. She's going through some health issues, and I hope we get to see you again real soon. She's a dedicated volunteer here and does a lot of work for the station.
Right.
And you know her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, that's a shout out to Diane. When you recorded this, did you know you were going to make a vinyl?
Yeah, that was the idea.
Okay.
Partly, not only do we like them, but a record like this, we're mostly planning on just selling at shows.
Yeah.
And nobody buys CDs at shows. I mean, maybe in, it depends on the scene or the genre, I guess.
Right.
But it seems like nobody buys CDs
anymore. I don't buy them.
Yeah.
And I don't even take handouts.
And even though it's a niche market, you make more. You can make more money selling a vinyl than you'd get on streaming. For years.
Right.
Know.
Right. Yeah.
One vinyl is equal to 5 years of constant streaming or something.
Really?
That's an exaggeration, I guess.
No, but it's probably close.
Yeah, it's probably close.
So. When you know it's going to vinyl, people who buy vinyl are tuning into the sound. Does that make you as the performer a little more nervous? Because now they're listening.
That's true. Because as opposed to listening on a phone.
Right, right.
Right.
Or even a CD. I mean, I like to listen to vinyl, and I hear it just seems softer.
Yeah.
For me, and I like that sound.
Yeah, this recording has, because of the stand-up bass, it has a really deep, rich bass tone.
Nice.
Most people won't hear, unfortunately, because everyone's listening on phones and computers now.
Is this your first vinyl?
Of this group.
Oh, no, you're earlier years.
Yeah, but that was in the last wave of vinyl.
Oh.
As opposed to the current
one. The original wave.
Yeah. So, the Thin White Rope stuff. Actually, that band was making records during the crossover.
Okay.
So all of our studio records were originally.
Late 80s?
Mid 80s to early 90s.
We were
making records.
Yeah.
And the first couple were only on vinyl. And then CDs started, dominating the market quickly. And so then they were on both. The label Frontier Records in Los Angeles remastered and repressed and did new versions on vinyl of all five of our studio records.
Oh, nice.
And those are actually better quality than the original. The original ones, they tended to be kind of, quick and dirty with the pressing process, basically.
Well, in that time of year, that decade, there was an oil shortage. So the vinyl, the records are made very, very cheap and thin. You could, almost bend them.
Yeah.
Today, that's, I don't know, what weight is yours here?
It's the 180.
Yeah, so it's top of the line.
Yeah.
Wow.
You pay a little more, and it's thick.
You're selling these for how much money, roughly? $20, $25?
Yeah, $20 or $25.
So if you're selling them for $25, I guarantee you there's $18 worth of plastic in there.
Wow.
No, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out,
Other Good prices Lord. Or something.
So let's play one more track. And then we can continue. And then maybe you get ready, too, to play something live.
Okay.
It will stay on side A. Which one? The Ghosts?
Yeah. I think the second ghosts. One would be good.
Okay.
Because that really represents Stu's writing and singing.
Okay. Here we go.
prescriptions from the doctor. My tear ducts both twitch the same. My ectoplasmic reticulum says the ghosts are watching me on parade. I'm paralyzed from the heart up, but my legs, they're doing fine. Feet don't fail me now. It's a long way to the finish line. The ghosts are watching me on parade. The ghosts are watching me on parade. Some people think that I got it made, 'cause the ghosts are watching me on parade. Back at Dysfunction Junction, they said you got this in the shade. We're keeping an eye out, we got your back.
And there we have it. That was Stu Odom on the bass, a stand-up bass no less, and vocals. Stu spells his name S-T-O-O. I don't know if that's a New Orleans thing, but that's where he's based. He's a professional musician doing his thing down there.
Yeah, he's also got a recent solo album. He has a couple of solo albums. He had a band called the Graves Brothers Deluxe for a number of years in San Francisco, and I was actually in that band for a while.
Oh.
And Stu Odom and the Odom Poles was another group, San Francisco group.
Okay.
He plays in a group in New Orleans called the Sleazeball Orchestra, and they're kind of boudoir or, blues, jazz, eclectic group. Entertaining.
Okay, great. All righty, we're going to ask you to play something here. What are you going to play for us?
And this is
going to be live, by the way.
Yeah, okay. well, I guess I've got a tune that the reformed Acme Rocket Quartet is working on. It's kind of a new tune for them.
Okay.
And it's different from our typical style, but I kind of like playing it on acoustic guitar. So,
alrighty,
play that one.
Here we go. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And the name of that again is?
It's got a funny name right now. Okay. It's a new song.
Yeah.
But it's called Malik Toast.
Malik Toast. Malik, M-A-L-E-K. Toast, what is that?
It's a fictitious name.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Well, it's just sort of a goofy nod to the fact that the tune's kind of inspired by West African style playing.
Okay, and, okay.
Yeah, so
let me ask you this. So what I thoroughly enjoy about an acoustic guitar is because for me, an acoustic guitar should never, ever be used as background music. I want to sit and listen to you create a story with those strings. And you kind of hear the notes playing with each other, you know. It's just so wonderful. And once you do that, I don't care how good yoga is for you, this is 10 times better for me. You know what I mean?
Well, yoga, yeah, it's a stretch to substitute your yoga with it, but, you know. Yeah,
okay. Mentally.
I think that's the thing that gets, that hooks people into the instrument when they start playing it, too.
A little closer. Yeah, there you go.
If they, you know, if you can reach a point where you're enjoying what you're hearing, you know, you're getting as the player in a quiet room, you're getting that experience,
right?
Like really strongly, and
right.
Just the vibration and just the way, you know, intervals and the harmonic content blends, is this fabulous thing. So it becomes, for me, it is like a therapeutic.
And playing it thing. Probably is even more therapeutic, I would think, because all of a sudden you have to focus, right?
Right.
There's, although I'm sure if you did this every night, you might be thinking about what's for dinner during one of those songs. I don't know.
Well, that I can't. For me to perform competently live, part of it is that zen of clearing your mind and trying to not be distracted.
Right, right.
That's why it's really frustrating when you're playing live and something's not going right. If there's a technical problem or something, it can be super distracting.
But you
have to get over it.
for you, writing, performing, recording, what's your favorite part of it?
Like we just discussed, I mean, mostly it's just really the act of playing the instrument is the most important thing or most satisfying
thing
for me.
No, I've had answers that people say, I love writing better than performing. And I've had others say, I love recording much more than performing.
Yeah.
So, you know, to each his own.
But yeah, it's nice. The recording is great because, you know, it's a treat to just do it once in a while, but in a really nice environment, and it is a creative process, especially collaborating with other musicians. It's a kind of a unique activity to do too. So,
you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, for a show called Listening Lyrics. And with me, I'm talking with Roger Kunkel, who has just produced a brand new LP, a brand new album. It's called Here Comes the Space Cow with Roger himself, Stu Odom, Max Hart, and Bart van der Zee. It's a wonderful, wonderful, so far I've only heard two songs, but I'm hooked. So welcome back. And before we continue, I'm also going to mention that KDRT has a brand new show. And Roger, are you into drinking a glass of wine once in a while?
Yes.
So, okay, there you go.
This
is a wine show, yes. It's Taste Talk and Wine, W-H-I-N-E. It's Taste Talk and Wine with hosts Tree and Nicole, and it's all about wines, making, tasting, and general enjoyment, plus the best places to find the best bottles nearby. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's starting on Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6 right here on KDRT 95.7. And if you're interested, for more info, visit kdrt.org. So I know Tree, and Tree and I have talked a little bit about wine. I'm not a connoisseur. I sort of know if it's over $20 or below. That's it. That's for me. And I love a Merlot. So I asked him, would he do a show on boxed wines? Because that's my go-to for dinner, a box of wine. So
is that a flavor?
No.
Box wine?
No.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Good Lord. It's just, if you have a couple of glasses of wine with dinner, that adds up real quick. And especially if your wife's drinking with you.
Yeah, so the box is good.
So anyways, all righty. Let's see. We got about 18 minutes left. We're introducing the new album, and we're going to have Roger play one more song. But before I play another song from the album, I want to ask Roger, will this group, the four of you, ever come around here, the Bay Area, to play live shows?
I'm hoping to get the full group, but there's so much timing involved with four people. So
right.
I mentioned that Stu and I sometimes play as a duo.
Right.
We did, when we were recording this record, we did a show at Delta Venus.
Okay.
With Rusi Gustafsson playing drums.
Right.
And that was very fun. And we have a tentative plan to try to, Stu's going to come out here in July, partly because it's like unbearably hot in Louisiana, as like last year was, he said he almost died. It was so bad.
Well, it's the humidity there,
yeah,
too.
It's really bad. And so he's going to trade the wet heat for the dry heat, I guess. And we're going to try to do some shows, hoping we can do it in one of Max's available windows.
Yeah.
He's off, you know, he's on tour with Melissa Etheridge, again.
Wow.
Or he might be doing something else, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well.
And Bart, we're trying to coordinate. He might be around. And then with Bart's contacts in Holland and other people I know from the old days, and I'm also currently collaborating with a Belgian band, we're going to try to get over to Europe in the fall for some.
I'm sure you're going to play in Amsterdam.
Low-key shows.
Yeah.
But all of this is subject to actual planning and execution. So,
already, when I find out when Bart's going back, I'm going to beg him to bring me back some Zoutedrop. You know what that is?
No.
Salted Dutch licorice. It's a heavy salt in the licorice. Those people are hooked on it. Mm. When I went there last summer, they must have had 30 varieties of licorice.
This is the kid. This is the thing the kids like in
and adults
in Holland. Huh?
And adults. And adults. Okay, we're still on side one here. Let's pick one more. Which one should I go for? We just played Space Cow and the Ghosts.
How about Big Sugasaurus?
Ooh, we're right at the end here.
This is a tribute to a beloved dog that passed away last year of Stu's.
Okay, now we're going to have to... Oh, sorry about that. This, I think, is the end of the third track. It is. And blame that on the little tremor I have in my hand. Okay, here we go. Big Sugasaurus.
Big Sugar, Big Sugasaurus. Queen of the final frontier. Big Sugar, Big Sugasaurus. She flies so high with the softest of ears. She sent me kisses from the stratosphere. They fall like rain on my face down here. Big Sugar, Big Sugasaurus. Queen of the final frontier. Big Sugar, Big Sugasaurus, last of a heavenly breed. She rolls on the floor and she smiles and snores and gives me all the love that I need. She sends me kisses from the stratosphere. They fall like rain all up in my ears. Big Sugar, Big Sugasaurus. Thank you. the stratosphere. They fall like rain on my face so clear. Big sugar, big sugar Cyrus. Queen of the final frontier.
I don't know what to play.
That's a good little tune here. Hang on one second. All right, we're back. We're back with Roger Kunkel. He's going to do something live for us. Are you anywhere on online that people can look you up before I forget asking you that question?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you just Google my name and don't pick the obituary of some guy in Wisconsin and with the same name,
yeah,
you'll find some of my stuff. So I have a bio site,
okay,
which is just this place where you can put links to everything.
Okay,
but let's see, if you find me on Instagram, there's a link to that, and that links off to most of my projects, some of which we haven't talked about.
Right,
some are old, some are current. So yeah, you can find me out there. I do have a Bandcamp site too. This project will have its own Bandcamp.
Okay.
Soon, and where you can stream or buy vinyl. The Thin White Rope stuff is still online. It's also on Bandcamp because Frontier Records likes to put all their stuff on Bandcamp.
Okay. Is it a pain in the neck for an artist to have to keep up with all of these streaming services and Bandcamp and this and that and... You know, a website, and on it goes.
Yeah. It is. You know, the thing that most people are talking about is the big streaming companies like Spotify and stuff, and how they don't pay very much per stream, and Bandcamp is a lot better as far as that goes.
Okay,
but it hasn't like, you know, penetrated the popular marketplace for non-musicians. It's largely this, you know, community of musicians, which, you know, is still millions of people. But
I'm glad you said
it's much
that.
More fair as far as, you know, you can sell your music in many different ways. You can put up a couple of sample tracks and just sell, you know, physical product.
Right.
Or you can make everything available for free, or you can make it available for however much people want to pay. So that's nice.
Are you going to talk with Armadillo Music to put this in there?
Yeah, actually, I want to. And that's on my mission statement for the next month or so, is to visit some record stores.
Right.
And
How would that work? Would they say, okay, I'll buy five? Or do you say, here's five, and I'll come back in a month, and if they're gone, you owe me?
Yeah, it's actually something I'm not used to doing because, you know, back in the day, we were on a label.
Right.
And my understanding and my expectation is that it's more like a consignment.
Yes, yes, right? That's what I think.
So,
but a consignment, but they have the obligation not for it to disappear from their show. From their showroom.
Without a trace.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, like I said, if you give them five and at the end of the month you come back and the five are gone, they owe you for five.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Somebody's keeping track, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone will keep track. Anyways. And I'm sure, let's see. Oh, boy. You need a code on here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the...
And by code, I mean, for people not listening, it's like a barcode, so stores can just zap it.
You can put the barcode on the plastic sleeve, though.
Right, right, right. A lot of them do that.
Which, what do we have here? You know, I just got this.
So there is a barcode on it. Okay, all right.
It's on the plastic
sleeve. You're ready to go.
We are so professional.
Yes, so professional.
But, you know, it's kind of, you know, guerrilla marketing, too. It's just sort of, we're just going to take it to record stores and say, can you sell this and sell it at shows? And, you know, that's enough for our, you know, our plans at the moment. You know.
Well, if Armadillo brings it in, I'm going to go there and buy one. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, just let me know it's there to get the feel going.
Okay. I'd never tell you to buy it.
No, no, no. No, no, no. No, I was just saying I was going to go and buy it, but Let's see. We've talked about where you're available. Are you playing any gigs?
Oh, yes. Upcoming next Friday.
Okay.
We're the Acme Rock, the reformed Acme Rocket Quartet, which has only played one show so far since this reformation,
right,
which was at Delta Venus in January.
Right.
We're playing next Friday, the 18th, at Morgan's Mill in Woodland.
Friday?
Friday, the 18th.
Okay. I like going to Morgan's Mill.
Great.
Yeah.
And I did hear on the last segment they said it was at Delta Venus, so it's actually at Morgan's Mill.
Okay.
And yeah, and that band, I'm excited about that project too, and we're going to be playing around some, yeah, hopefully.
You're working with Chuck on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
You know he's got a show now here.
Right. He mentioned that, and I told him that I'd be dropping off a record.
Okay.
So hopefully, can you prominently display it? So
well,
that he
what I'll do is I'll put his name on it so he knows that it's here so he can play a song. Okay?
Good.
Alrighty.
That's how this works.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. What are you going to do? And then we'll put it in. We have a separate section for local. Then we'll put it in there.
Right.
Okay? This song.
I'm going to play a tune that I've been playing with for a while as a solo acoustic guitar piece. I'm blanking on the title. That's ridiculous.
Okay, well, we'll save the title for the end.
I'll think of it at the end.
This is like our hook. This is our hook. If you want to know the title, you're going to have to listen to it. Thank you, Roger. Did you figure out the name yet?
Yeah, it's called the Mockingbird Rag.
Ooh. You know, we were... Jeannie and I were just talking that we hadn't heard a mockingbird, and then today, all of a sudden, we heard one, so they're back.
Okay. Well, here's a rag.
Yeah, here's a rag for the mockingbird.
That one's on my Bandcamp page. It's just a single, and where I play it in better fashion, and yeah.
So, wait a minute. That's kind of a negative thing. You're saving the worst for me?
Well,
you did retakes on those other ones.
Yeah, lots of retakes.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the government these days, and for me it's a lot of negative about politicians. But I'll tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about the Yolo County in-home support services. If it wasn't for politicians, programs like this wouldn't exist. There's a lot of politicians out there that will make things happen for the good of the community. Yolo County in-home support services help seniors and people with disabilities find providers who can help with personal care or domestic tasks. Things like cooking, cleaning, and shopping. For more information, go to yolocounty.org or just search Yolo IHSS. That's a great organization, well, a government service. I just heard the number in Yolo County alone. About 7,500 people use this service.
Nice.
7,500, yeah. So here we are. I want to flip the record. And how much time do we have? We can play one more.
Sure.
Let's do it. Tell me which one I should be playing.
How about... I'm against it.
You're against it. Good Lord, there we go.
Which one is it?
Second from the end.
Second from the end.
A one, two, three. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I want to thank you, Roger, for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, real quick, tell me, what famous guy used this song in the 50s?
Yeah. So Groucho Marx made this song famous, and it was in a movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie.
Okay.